Beginning the current daf, Masechus Gittin, daf with Gimel. We get on the Aleph. We get to his master. Begin with the Gemara. My Elo Eved Kain Shabbatach. He says, "Wait a second. If you would have the slave of a kain that runs away, basically Kain Shabbatach Bala Bchulu, and you have the wife of a kain that rebels, so well, they would be able to eat truma, and now they can't eat. So therefore, he says, okay, this is going to be considered as a chayiv for both of them." Says to his Lakach Maske Eishes Kain. Why is he mentioning the wife of a kain? What do you mean? They agreed to him by that case that's a chayiv. Kalim, in other words, he means to say, Kamoisha to Moidinli be Isha Shulchan, just agreed to me by a woman that it's a liability. Oy, do the Nami be Evan also agreed to me by the case of a slave? And Tyson says, Wagam beside Nami, this is not like Rashi. Says, and this also that the Bryce concludes, I will be Isha Chaybulam, but by a woman that's a liability. Hakoma to their mates, all remains taken, but like, come on, my life. It doesn't say that we said to him, it's all him. Again, that he's saying that, but it's a chayiv. And by the woman, and he's saying, just like you hold by a woman, so too you shall hold by a slave. A slave, he prefers the hefkerus of the of not a baschayr, and so it's actually it's going to be it's a loss because he's losing out from the shifrei knat. So it's going to say, has to take a second look. He says, wait a second, Ebed Katan Yisrael, a minor Jewish slave, delay nichle hefkerus, where he doesn't prefer hefkeres. Why not? Because I mean, perikam diksubis. We find first perikam diksubis of yodav v'menav mishum delay tom tamid yisura, because he hasn't yet tasted anything prohibited because he's a minor. So therefore, that's where the halacha of getting cotton. So, Michael, what are you going to say over there? So for such an eved, it's not going to be considered as a chayv because he doesn't have this tam of keres yet because he's still a cotton. He hasn't tasted what it means to just have this wanton relationships as an adult. Tais would agree by a minor slave, but becoming a Jew, that for him it actually would be a schus. It would not be as a chayv. And so it says, "Time of time, begin to say about the gemara. What do you do with the gemara? Says they were kaim alone, but we know the halach is vaday the avd bevkei nichalei menalon. That where do we know that Eved wants hefkeres? But Rabban pligger the meyer, Rabban disagreed with the meyer. Less bevkei nichalei. They don't hold that bevkei nichalei. So." What he's saying over here, this is only according to Remeir. What you could say is, no, the Mother Rabban, the Rabban agree, is the Bach adds on the words, there's a difference. By a non-Jew, the Nichali Vefkeres, yeah, he prefers Vefkeres. And Lahoch Gabi Eved Leslahu. It's only over here that we're saying is the Machlaik is, who he's saying over here, Vefkeres Nichali. Yeah, in a Chanami, that's only Remeir. The Rabban disagree, but that's only over here by Eved. Meaning, they don't hold of it because wait a second, the slave is still enslaved. Other people still have dominion over him, and it's greater the merit of freedom than efkeres according to the rabbanon. That's why they disagree over here. Ger, which the gemara over there in Sefetik Subis, no one dominion over him. Then no one's going to disagree and hold that it's. He's going to want the Efkeres. So everyone agrees to the concept of the Efkeres Nechalim by Gadol. Here in our Gemara, that's only a mayor, not the Rabbanon, is because it's an Eved. It's not Stam a Goy, it's a Goy that's an Eved. So there, he would prefer the Efkeres of the Shivcha versus that of a Baschay. Like it says, Master, we're going to the Gemara, the words in Mishnah. Someone says, give this get to my wife, give this Tashir to my Eved, and he dies, you don't give it Lachamisa. Now, Igersin on 10 gets there. Places in the Divine Maskel says, like we have in our Mishnah, Tunu. But if the gear says 10 Gedzeb, which Rashi also discusses not to have this gear of 10, Places, if the gear says 10, Asimasin Kiremeir Dafke. That means our Mishnah is specifically like Remeir, because 10 sounds like that you actually gave it to the Shliach. And wait a second, then why wouldn't it be Lachamisa? According to the Rabban, they hold that it's a Schos and they ever would be Meshuchah. So obviously it would be like Remeir. Or Inami, you could say, like Rabban, they gave me like Rabban. Going chain the Moisim Adliad. Come on, where he didn't actually give it to him from hand to hand, even though the word 10 would seem to indicate the element. He showed it to him. And he commanded him to give it. But he only took it till after he died. And then, yeah, it was never a schia, which is the whole opinion of the Rabbanan, at all before he died. Or I mean, a third approach you could say is that not Lulal. No, he actually took it right away. Still, the Eved's not going to be zeichen it. And to say, we don't say, give means like to merit it. Why not? I thought that's the opinion of Rabbanan. No, el kishamayis l'shlich me'aliyah. That's only actually says Taisa Chiddush when you give it from hand to hand, and only then would it be considered as a schi. But if not, then even though you say 10, it's not going to be anything. Even Rabbanan would agree you can't give it lachamisa, even though he took it right away. But it wasn't me'aliyah. Tashminan, now it's coming to tell us, b'may nok et zeh. So now there's another thing over here. It says, oimit nu, whether it be 10 or tnu, get, and then it says zeh, lishti. What do you have to say is this? What's the added element of zeh? The afgav shan get be'en, even though the get is here, it's visible, but oil, nasta b'shosho, yisir shlech, and it's fit to give it at the time when he makes a b'shliach, v'oshul kolka, mahaim, started so much already when he was alive. That's the chiddush of halacha. Even so, the igmar double lachamisa, you cannot finish it after he's dead because you ain't get lachamisa, because you can't give a get after death. Now, Tom, he actually has the legacy in Kalzah. No, the Girsit should not have the word Zah. Why? Because Al-Kochel, I told him, L'shem chiddush. You're telling me the word Zah is telling me this chiddush. No, it must be, as is going to prove in a second, that no, that you can't say that there's a word Zah over here telling me any chiddush, because Mendai b'gemara, b'gemara is Mendaiyik on Amid Bey's. Oh, it must be the Mishnah to my healthy person. Why the Ibishkim to my a dying person? My Igor Tanur. So the Gemara says, why are you saying give? So the case would not be that even write, which writing is generally what works by Shimra, why are you saying Tanur? Says Vitana Zeh, Lash Mishnah Chidr, but every time the word Zeh is to tell me Epis HaChidr, then I feel like my Bishchimera. Then even to my a person on his deathbed, Lahavlan Ibikesu. No, it's not going to tell me right, because to the contrary, It wants to tell me the added chiddush of even that I said zeh, that's still not going to work, which would only make sense when you're saying it to new. And Bein Rolim says it doesn't seem correct to say the hachi daik that you know the diuk is ibishchimera. And the Gemara, no, even if you had zeh, the Gemara's diuk was like, if it's the dying person, I'm a little missing kiss will get leishti. Should have said right to get to my wife, b'tnu shichur zel abdi, and that by shichur you should have said tnu. No, because I'll give the tzok l'shan this tenu shichur zeh. Since you anyways have to change tenu to shichur, in the time l'shan is kisu gel ishti l'ach b'lashan. You don't switch right by ishti kisu and by shichur tenu to be lengthy in the wording, and therefore must be sugar ben tami not ger zeh, because if it was ger zeh, then it would be a chiddush, and the Gemara wouldn't have asked. Oh, wait a second. Why is it shchemera? Must be by a body. No, it's not true. You know what I mean, it could be a shchemera. There's a chiddush of the halacha of zeh. Must be that there's no halacha b'zeh, and therefore that was the Gemara's question, because it doesn't make sense that the Gemara meant to say, oh no, yeah, right kisvu, but zeh le'ishti, and then shichur zeh le'avdi. No, the Gemara, the Tana wouldn't do such a thing, and the Gemara would not have entertained to ask such a thing. Next test master begin with the words of the Mishnah, le'it no'lachamis. We said, you don't give it after the person's dead. Now, Tana's bothered by a question. And that's what he's coming to answer. He says, "Kamash Malon, the Chiddush is telling us the Inget LaChamisa that you can't give a get after the person's dead." Now, I Avigav the Behedit Nam Perik Mishav Zai. We explicitly learn the Mishnah later on the fine days of the Inget LaChamisa that you can't give a get after death. So, what do you need our Mishnah for? Says Taisiya, you need both. Here we have to tell you that taking out the parentheses, the Avigav Shemina Hamagagish Bechayav Hashliach. That even though the one who's divorcing had appointed in his lifetime the agent. And the chiddush is the interesting words to say. Lechashav is kamaisi achar maisi. We know shlich shalom kamaisi. So like, okay, maybe say like you cloned yourself, and even after you're dead, the agent could still execute kilu hu'at mekam as if he's still alive. No, lechashav gelachamisa is considered like you get after he's dead. Now, b'hasavash, I mean, they would come to tell you that even if the get came to the hand of the woman when she was still alive, when he was still alive, still. Ultimately, the effect wasn't supposed to be until later, and therefore, forget lachamisa, even though she already had it in her hands beforehand. And Hashmi Nam, it's also telling us over there, Lishni the Tani Hasim, the different wordings that it says, but what wording sound like it should be when he's still alive, which wording should be after he's dead, and therefore that was necessary also over there in that Mishnah. Next Tais Nasta begin with the words of the Mishnah, the Sefer says, Tanuman Laplani Mes. He says, give 100 dinam to that person who dies. Even Lachamisa, that you do give after he's dead. So, Tais explains, because it's a machalik in the Gemara, Laman the Mukil Labibari. According to one that explains the halacha of a mishnah tumah, a healthy person with my mitzlashim, and that so how is this working? How are you giving after he's dead because it was with my mitzlashim? So in the toch lema dil didei, you don't have to say that according to him reisha nami ayir with my mitzlashim, because usually we would try to keep a uniformity in the mishnah. Oh, that means the reisha of get was also my mitzlashim. Umay reisha get kvar ba'ayin be'en, and that the get was already over here in the presence of all the individuals. Because the main event, if it's not visible, then even by monies, you can't say Mamish Lashtan. And the Irish Isha writes to Bekach, it's also talking that the woman is willing to do this Mamish Lashtan. And Mashmin is coming to tell you, don't talk about Mamish Lashtan, the moment that we didn't institute Mamish Lashtan for a document, like again, only regarding money. No. Because it says, no, don't say that. Because it doesn't seem that there was a machlokes in the ratio of the Mishnah we're going to get. The Mamukilu b'mamitshloshtan, that one opinion is going to say, oh, it's talking about that he says to give it to her with my mitshloshtan, marab b'kat b'tznu, and one says that it's talking about where that he says to write and to give it. No, el b'seifa daf kaplik, it's only by the second half of the Mishnah regarding money that we have this machlokes. Ma'idi reisha l'kulu b'kat b'tznu. And the ratio, according to everyone, is talking about what he says to write and to give it. I feel the mukila babari, even according to the one that says to my healthy person, to the shaykh mamishloshin, where you can't say the halacha mamishloshin. And I've got the labor ratio to me say, but that means to say another ratio, not the same as seifa. So it says in lachash, that's not such a concern, because the even according to the one that says to my dying person, in both cases, labor ratio to me to say, still they're not the same, the ratio and the seifa, shashtar in the bo'ilam. The document's not here when he commands to give it, yet v'hamanu kavab oilam. So the ratio to my when it's not here, and because he's saying to write and to give it, and the 100 dirham is somewhere in the world. So you see, even according to that opinion, it's also not the same exact. Now, avagam the Gemara, although in the Gemara on Amud Beis, muchach mireisha, the Gemara proves from the ratio the sefer ayber beori that the sefer is also to my healthy person. Alma boy the lava sefer dum the ratio. We see that we want to have the sefer similar to the ratio. So it's only because we want to talk about the same person, so either healthy or unhealthy. But still not going to be in the same exact cases. And maybe like Tyson started off by saying, it's not like the ratio is to my mind, like we're saying according to Manda Mabari in the Sefer. Like Tyson must have begun with the words of the Gemara, that Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta had qualified the name of Rav, then it works. And then the Gemara is wondering, wait a second, if it's by a bari, so when it's piled together, what's the difference? But it's a different maskal tayyah says, well, but it didn't do mashicha. So how is this going to that person? So tayyah says, it's a wonder. My part, what's the Gemara's question? Hakaimalam, we know that Allah is, as the Gemara tells later on, the mitzvah of the words of a person who died. If that's the case, what's so difficult? Say that Allah is to my healthy person, but now that he's dead, we want to fulfill the words of the dying person. What you can say is, no, to keep the Chacham pligei Remeis, since the Chacham disagreed with Remeis, but less, lo mitzvah kam de Remeis, they don't hold to this halacha of mitzvah, the words of the dead person. Avakam de kam de Remeis, although we rule like Remeis, like, well, look, we didn't want to establish the Mishnah like an individual opinion, because Ashkam de Perakal again, like we find the Gemara later on the Vlamen of Manav. Shmuel did not want to explain the halacha of the Mishnah like an individual Tan like a B'yasi. Dalman that he says, also she'in the Zecha Gezecha, that made even the one that's not Zecha like the one of Zecha. Avakam Perakam de Bamtzi, although in the first Perakam Tzi, that we base him in Alp, still, even though that's the halacha, we try not to say a Mishnah is like a dasi yafin. Well, from another point, you could say is no. We couldn't explain the halacha by Mishnah that because we want to fill the words of the person who died. Then we can't. If that would be the case, then why is Rabbi saying that has to be the demand was piled together? I feel it in Ziburin. I mean, even if it was not piled together, why? Because the Saba Gemara still the Gemara would hold mitzvah kam b'chulu is shayach. I feel a benelva even by alone. When the money's not here, so it's not piled together, because the bebogel chashin lam on the cover by a healthy person. The whole reason why I said piled together by the shchimera is because we're concerned shem on the cover, but by a healthy person, we don't have a concern that for a buried man. I mean, like pishon, the fact that it doesn't say anything, a dying person, you could say that oh, he wasn't in the right frame of mind, but a healthy person, and therefore that's why it can't be this halacha of mitzvah kam de b'mes, because then why would it have to be tibur? Then the Sefer Tumah begins to say, okay, Rav Gufi Tikshin. So that, okay, you're right. It doesn't stim, doesn't work well with what Rav had said. But let's ask the question on Rav. Why doesn't he say it's because of the Kamdim Mes? Even if they're not part together. The Shem says what you can say is, no, the Rav is some of the Kremeh. Rav doesn't hold the Kremeh, El Krebiasi. He was like, actually, Krebiasi, can the Pasuk Shmuel be praying Mitzis Isha and Gzubit Avisam of the Sun Beis? Not be Krebiasi. And therefore, he couldn't say because of the Kamdim Mes, because he doesn't hold like that. Also, Ben Tam explains, no, the Lamrin Mes Lekam Dibra Mes, you cannot say this Allah Mes Lekam Dibra Mes, El Bedavash Hushlish Mitchila Lekach Beyat Shlish. Only something that was originally given into a third party's hand with that original intention. Dum Yadah Mashash Mois Lebita, similar like we have the Allah, if someone gives over to a third party monies for his daughter, as the Gemara says in Ksubis Nab Samach Testament Beis, or Betnu Shekel Lebni, or take the shekel for my son over there. Now, Masnid Mashma, however, now Mishnah sounds like Shlehushlish Lekach Mitchila was not originally deposited for that person. But like Tony, Tanu Mana Zelaplan, the night that doesn't say, give this mana, it says Tanu Mana, it doesn't say Zeh Laplani. So it doesn't sound like that there was a specifically designated for that. And it's not similar to what the Gemara brings later on don't know if you're down the base of, hey, go bring this money to that person. That mean a lot. I over there, we do say mitzvah to mitzvah mitzvah on the words of that person. The word says, yeah, because the heilich man the plenty mash mashapaleza. The word heilich, take this money to that person, sounds like, yeah, even when afterwards, that his intention is to give over to, at that moment to deliver it more, more than when you just say, give the money to that person. And therefore, that's why they will say, it's like a mess. There was a story over there, Ger, this Isser, that it would not have helped. The reason of what I mean, let's just fulfill the words of the person who died. With the 12,000 zuz that he deposited by Rava, why not? Because that's not what it was not originally intended when it was deposited by Rava for Rav Mari, and that's why you couldn't just say that Rava's going to have to give up the money, choke it up because of that. It's the words of the dead person, because again, like we just proved, because you don't see as a kamdir mez when it wasn't originally deposited by that. But says does actually be a shalit click. You could reject that proof we just brought. Because the Shemalai mean must come to a mess. No, actually, maybe we don't say Mizakam to a mess over there in that story for a different reason. Because that's Elikash Ashlis Mesrat. It's only when that third party is willing to be that conduit. But Rabbi didn't want to be the third part of that. He wanted to hold on to the money. But another rejection of Mainham says is no, because the Beger Lermin Mizakam to a mess. By a Ger, a convert, you don't say this concept Mizakam to a mess. Because the Isib Yerusha, whenever there's someone is in the category of inheritance, then mitzvah comes the bottom. Then the mitzvah to fulfill his words. He didn't lose his strength from that monies. Because they're inheriting from his strength. So you say, okay, the mitzvah fulfill his words because it's like his rotzen is still here even when he's dead. But a convert, the less of Yerusha, there's no halach of inheritance. And that's actually the whole thing when people are chopping the ger's money. And his power of his money has ceased to be. Then a mitzvah comes above. Then no mitzvah to fill his words. He's obsolete. That's what the Gemara says similarly over there. The Chol Isav Yerusha, that wherever there is inheritance, Isav Mat Lishchim and Abchulu. But if not, that's the same thing that would apply to a ger. Next Tesis says the Maskel is Svarim the Garsi. Tesis says there are certain texts that the Girsi is Shchimera. This is on the words of the other teaching of Rav. Shchimera Shomar. A dying person that says "Tnu man leplani," give 100 dinarim to that person minachasai from my estate. So the girsa that they have, this extra word that we don't have, is neisnin, is you give it. Then it says what our girsa is mana zeh, this mana neisnin you give mana stam, unspecific mana a neisnin you don't give. Why? Because like the Gemara says dimam on the cover comma, because maybe he was referring to a buried mana, and therefore you can't give any other mana. But this girsa adds on like the word nice, almost like it's another case. So Mefarshri Dri explains, this is what, according to girsa, would mean. When the guy just says, without the word zeh, without stam, he just says, nice, you're going to give it, even if he said unspecifically a mana. But not concerned for a buried mana. Why? Since he's commanding to give from his own, he wants to give, whatever the situation is. But other time, the money said nice and simple. What's the next case of this money you give? That's because in the mitzvah lost the mishalei. That's not what, when he doesn't command to give from his own. What does that mean? He doesn't say minachasai. Elishemay devayim etinu man leplayni pekach sheish lebiyadi. He just says, yeah, give the 100 dinarim to that person, a deposit that he has by me, not from my own stuff. Oh, lakach man stam me nice. Therefore, by unspecific money you don't give, dimam on the cover coming. Maybe he was referring to that guy's money is buried somewhere. Shemayda just agrees that it's that person's. By deposit. That's why it has to be piled together. Because not piled together, then we can turn to the text referring to a buried month. And then it's been time to say, why is Rav explained by Bekodin? And that's how we explain that's why it has to be monitored silver. Because, according to the Skirsa, then we're concerned that the deposit is what's buried under the ground. Look, why doesn't he explain it by case of a gift? Because Mashalosh knew, like the word give sounds like. And then Vafalein Zibun, then it could even be if it's not piled together. The Shem says, what you could say is no, the Hokvar Shemin Baba Basra, we already learned Baba Basra from an Alam, the Divish Shemin Akasum Mesur Dami, that the words of a dying person is like written and it's given over again. So we already know the halacha. So Rav couldn't explain the Mishnah just like that. But because of the Basra, Shemin, we're coming to tell you, that we're not concerned that, oh, maybe it's just that he doesn't want his sons to feel like that they have enough, and he's trying to say, look, I want you to know this chayb is over here, whatever, this and that. No, the kibun shayim tenu, since he says give, hayda gemur, it's a total admission. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, which is specifically by the posit, and that's why Rav explains it by Bakan. And again, there has to be tzibur for that reason. However, achin kashal b'yazeh, but the Rav finds this difficult. Because in Mekanim, that's the case, why we explain the halacha of the Mishnah by a dying person, you can explain the same criterion by a healthy person too. Maybe you're going to say, no, we're not concerned for a buried mana if he's a healthy person. Only dying person, because he couldn't explain mana cover that it was really buried because he was overcome with a sickness of a bari from a healthy person. In fact, if it didn't specify in the makom then he's obviously not particular from which he gives to that person. So imkin look with bari, then you should explain that it's by a healthy person, even if it's not in the pile. So, meaning, Tosis is bothered, saying that you should explain it by a bari too, and even if it's not piled, and so from the fact by the bari, you don't have to have in the pile, because if he's not specifying, obviously he's not particular, so then you wouldn't be concerned for mother cover. So they just say it's by a bari. So it appears that the gister should not be as these isfram the garsi that have this gister of. Like as if it's a separate halacha from manastam and manazah. You don't have the girsa from my nechazim givet. Rather, even by a gift, cheshin the manakava, we are concerned for a buried mana. Rather, the girsa should be nechazai kama. There's two types of cases, manazah nice and manastam nice, like the girsa we have in our Gemara.